Second thing that causes cells to atrophy is the loss of energy through what we call innervation. Innervation. What is innervation? Innervation is when every day you're demanding more energy than you're putting back in. So what happens is most people live in a stressed life. It's not physical stress for most people. They call it physical stress. Physical stress was when you used to be out in the jungle trying to chase down something that you were hunting and you could get killed yourself. Physical stress most people don't do in society anymore. Physical work. Most people, it's psychological stress. All day long, they're racing. They're making their whole bloodstream go crazy, working overtime, releasing all these chemicals in the body that don't support the body, and it's all triggered by an undisciplined mind. That's why one of the principles we're going to talk today about is how to direct your own mind to be healthy as well. You can't leave that out. So people have all this stress, and what happens is you get all the stress in your body, and sure enough, you use nerve energy. And then pretty soon, you try to go to sleep, and most of you have eaten in a way where while you're sleeping, you're not resting. Your body's working, trying to break down all the junk you put in there. So you wake up in the morning tired. Why are you tired? Because your body did not rest. You slept, but your body didn't rest. So there's no buildup of nerve energy. You've been depleting it. You do this day after day after day. You get to a place that most of us call lowered resistance. What it really is a state of innervation, lowered nerve energy, because the demands have been so high and the chance to fulfill or rest has been so low. Third, diminished blood supply. Why would diminished blood supply cause cells to become weaker? Anybody know? That's right, less oxygen. You're gonna learn today that if you will train in a very gentle, comfortable, aerobic fashion, where you can exercise and keep carrying on a conversation, no pain whatsoever, that just by doing that for a period for most of you of anywhere from 6 weeks to 2.5 months, you can increase your blood supply massively, most people by 20 to 25%. It's unbelievable, the latest research. Because now what happens is when you increase all this aerobic power, all this additional blood in your body, it means you've got tons more what? Energy, because you have a lot more what available? Oxygen. See, people think, oh, I got to go do my aerobic exercise so I look good. You need to go do your aerobic exercise so you got enough blood, keep every cell in your body strong, so you're unstoppable. So it shows up in everything you do in life. You got to make sure you do that. And that's why sometimes when people are just doing weight workouts, they get great muscles, but they don't have a lot of energy. They get fatigued real easily because they're missing that balance. Fourthly, inadequate nutrition causes cells to atrophy. Inadequate nutrition. If you don't have the nutrients, the body does not have the energy to create the right ATP and to create the energy that you need. Five, loss of endocrine stimulation. Loss of endocrine stimulation. What that means is through time, people go through various emotional stages in their life. Sometimes what happens is to avoid pain, we literally shut ourselves down emotionally. To do that, we literally shut down the flow of certain chemicals in our body. Those chemicals are critical for the lifeblood of various cells. So very often our emotional pattern will literally make a change in how our cells function. So one of the things you did yesterday when you developed these new beliefs is every one of you in this room made shifts in your biochemistry yesterday. In fact, you live by those beliefs and you let go of some of those fears, it changes the endocrine stimulation in your body and you'll find that you're gonna have a different flow of energy. That's why, like I said, when you eliminate fear for people, the amazing shifts in their energy that occur. And lastly, and this all comes, by the way, from a book I'll give you, which is The Basis of Disease, and that is aging, he said. But as I went through his notes, he said, aging is the process, as he described it, of the accumulation of toxins in the system, so that what happens is cells become weaker and weaker, and it usually accumulates more and more through time. Because most people do not do things to detoxify or cleanse their system. They just keep doing the same thing day after day. So that's really what makes a cell weak. So then the big question is, what causes disease? Now, we've been taught for a long time that the cause of disease was germs. But the reality is, anybody who really is studying disease today on a large scale, in fact, I'll give you the answer to why you want to give up this germ theory. Here it is right here. This is called Robbins' pathological basis of disease. No relation. This Robbins is from Harvard. And so what's interesting is this is the current textbook used at Harvard and used at many medical schools around the United States. Remember what I told you about the half-life of medical education being 4 years, right? I'll give you an idea. Here is, I'm gonna just read you something.